Parshas Truma, Mishkan, Hashuras Hashchina, it always also comes out in Chodesh Adar. There's no coincidences. There's a Vada connection between Parshas Truma, the Mishkan, Chodesh Adar. The Gemara says in Beitza, Daf Tes Vav, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Elazar Bar Shimon, Haroitza Sheyiskaimu Nechasov, Yita Bohen Adar. If someone wants to have a key into his Nechasim, his investments, his karka, his nechasim, his metalchon, his sodet, he should plant an ador. Shenemar ador b'morim Hashem. Rashi explains, what does it mean, an ador? An ador is a sug of an elon, a kind of a tree, that if he plants this ador in his field, it's going to enhance the entire field. The whole field gets nikras al shmoy of that ador tree. The Marshal learns a different shot. He brings from the Aruch that it has to do with inyan of tzedakah. A person is supposed to give tzedakah. That will be a kiyum of his nechasim. Ulai, a different shot, it's the Chodesh Adar. Haroitza sheyiskaimu nechasov yita behen Adar. What is the Ben Torah's nechasim? Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat. How much he learned, Harvid, grew, Shtait. But if you want the nechasim to have a kiyum, so you have to be yita behen Adar. You have to plant the Adar. Adar is a Chodesh. Someone told me Adar is over at Tezvav. No, Adar is an entire Chodesh of Adar. If you neiteya the Adar, the Adar has an Echasim. This forum talk about the fact that Adar is a Lashon of Rashi brings Be'etzim that Aseli Kita in Echad for the Mishkan, Ve'odor B'soicha, Ve'odor B'neichem. Odor. The others say even Adar is Lashon of Aleph Dor. Alufay Shel Oilam is Dor. The Matar of this world is that there should be a Dira, the Tachtoinim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Bezunder and Adar, this Aleph Dor. That's why Taka. Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaSheni was Mistayim in Adar. According to many Rishonim, the Melechus HaMishkan was already finished in Aleph Adar. It was Mefuruk and waited until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shmini Lamiluyim, when then it was Hu Amad the Mishkan. But the Etzim was already ready, Rosh Chodesh Adar, because Adar is Aleph Dor, Hashros HaShchina of Adar. That's also what we learn in Megillas Esther, which is Aleph Seser, that the Aluf Shel Olam is Benistar, and that's a Bezunda Rishmuz about what Purim is all about. But that's Aleph Dor. There's many different sheets. We know that each chodesh, the Torah brings this in Siman Tov Yud Zayin and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, that each chodesh is connected to a different shevet. And there are many different sheets in how to work out which shevet is comparable and shayich to which chodesh. But according to many, chodesh Adar is Yosef. Yosef, that's Oymid bin Nisoyin. When a person is Oymid in the Nisoyin of Yosef, then he's Arza Ruah Latzadik. That's when a person can be besimcha. Mishenichnas Adar Marbin besimcha, because the true simcha is when you're not in the tug of war of between the guf wants one thing and the nefesh wants another thing, and you succumb or you don't, but you're frustrated. But when you're Yosef is besimcha. The tzaddik or the ruah la tzaddik uli yishrei leiv. This yashrus, you're not fighting and pulling on the two ends of the string. That's the hashruas hashchina of Adar. That's the hashruas hashchina of being besimcha bezunder in chodesh Adar. Adar is comparable to Elul. Elul is right before Tishrei. Adar is right before Nisan. They're both times of tshuva. Elul is tshuva miyira before Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin. Adar is tshuva mi'ahava before Chodesh Nisan. There's a remez. The pasuk says, "Lule hismamonu ki atashavnu zeh pa'amoyim." Lule is oisiyos Elul. Now, lule hismamonu, if you patchkin it up by lule, by Elul, then don't worry, you have a double chance in Adar, especially in a year, not this year, but especially in a year when there are two Adars. So you have a double chance to do the tshuva when you could have done an Elul, lule, the tshuva of Elul, you could do it now, pamayim. I heard also a remez, the Derech Klal, we have the days of Shoivim, there are 42 days of Shoivim, we spoke about it, but in Shana Muberis, it's Tat, Shoivim Tat, so there's 56 days in Shoivim. Shavnu, nu is nun vav, is 56. That's the lashon of the pasuk. You have a double chance of doing tshuva me'ava during Adar, and that's why we lay in Parshas Truma, which is about a mokav of Ashuras Hashchina Avada. There could be Ashuras Hashchina the Mishkan, but the emes is the guf of an Adam is, we're going to see, is comparable to a Mishkan in various facets. And when a person creates himself to be a vehicle of Ashuras Hashchina, a kli that's mekabel Ashuras Hashchina, he's now the din of Mishkan is a big machlekes Rishonim. Well, there's many shittas, but we'll speak out on Nakuda. It's makubal to say it's a machlekes Ramban. It's a foreigner. There's other shittas, but the Nakuda, the Ramban is mavur that Mishkan is lichatchila. The original tsura of Mishkan was to make a tzimtzum and a zikaron of Maimed Har Sinai, that there's a makam of Ashras Ashchina Mitzumtzum in this place exactly with this amount of Zohar, Kesef, Nechoshes, Chelis, Nechulei, all the different minim, and create a binyan, a mivne, a Mishkan, that's a makam of Ashras Ashchina. The Sifurna writes, no, that Mishkan was initiated as a bidyeved after Chet HaEgel. That says, Lulei Chet HaEgel, there would have been a different mahalach. Malei Chala Aretz Kavoidei, not requiring a makam Mitzumtzum specifically. Due to Chet HaEgel, this is the truth, is the Sifurna Lashitasi in many places, by Chatoyim, by Adam, by Meraglim, by Egel, various things. He learns up that there are things in the Torah that are on a schadish based on because they were triggered upon because of the Chet. Akoponim, that's a bikuach if Mishkan is lechatchila or Mishkan is because of this idea. Now that's clear. The Mishkan is a bezunder mokem of Ashras Hashchina. On one hand, about it's Malicha Laaretz Kavoyde, but on the other hand, no, there's a mokem at Tzumtzum of Ashras Hashchina. The Medrash in Shir Hashirim, on the famous pasuk Basi Lagani Achosi Kala, so the Medrash says that the Etzem originally the Shechina was in the world down here be Olam Atachlin, but after Chet of Adam it went up one Rakia. Kayin, another Enosh, Dor HaMabul, Dor HaMigdol, Sdoim, Mitzrayim, Bimei Avram, and finally it went all the way up to the Shiva Rakim, and then slowly there was a process fakered of bringing the Shechina back down. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Levi, Kahos, Amram, and finally Moshe Hayridoi La'aretz. Moshe brings down the matzav of Ashras Hashchina that was originally back to its original state. Now, the Rabbanim Shel Olam required that Klal Yisrael should donate to the Mishkan, so they should connect to it and have a shaychus to it. Yesh zika, that they should have a connection. The Chafetz Chaim brings an interesting lashon of a psikta. The psikta says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Livnei Shelo Bayis. Hashem told Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does Moshe build a bayis? Nizdazeya Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was nizdazei. How could he build a bayis? He said, "Haloi Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yichal kalucha." Hakadosh Baruch Hu malich al aretz kvaydei. The entire universe can't farmoktzich. It's yesh me'ay. It's not shaykh. The Rebbeinu Shlom should be mukbal mitzumtzum to the whole universe to make a mokum that's amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Loi lefi koychi, ela lefi koycham. I'm not asking you on my musagim. I want from them a mishkan lefi koycham. Esrim Keresh B'Tzafayin, Esrim Keresh B'Dorayin. That's the makam I need mitzad them. That says the Rebbeinu Shlalim is demanding of us, but what we're capable of doing. Not beyond, but not less either. The same thing, the Chafetz Chaim continues, this psikta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to be makav karbonos in the Mishkan. Omalim, nizdazeya Moshe. Haloi kol lechem ve'etzim ve'kol hachayis shebechol lo'olam lo yichal kalucha tif as a carbon. Omalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loy lefi koichi. Lefi koicham, keves echotasim aboiker. A Yisoid Neuro, what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us, from Mishkan, and from Bechlal, being a Mokam of Ashras Hashchina, is Kefi Koichenu. Not Lefi His Musagim, Kefi Koichenu. And the emes is Avada, the Iker is Nidvas Leiv. The Eibush wants that the Leiv should go into the Mishkan. We know that at the Mishkan, who had in the Mikdash, there was the Gemara Numa Barichas talks about that there were Nisim, many Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Mokam Shaloi Kefi the Teva. I heard once a tight, what's the pshat that Shaloi Kefi the Teva? There's something called an embassy. If you go into the embassy of a different country, it's not Islam, you have to bring your passport for identification purposes. To enter the USA, you have to use an American passport. To enter the USA embassy here in Eretz Israel, you also have to, because you're going into the... It officially, Al-Pi the Chok, has the status of that country. The Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is also an embassy. It's the embassy of Shemayim. If it's the embassy of Shemayim, so the rules of Shemayim apply. That's why there are Nisim. That's why it's like a Derech HaTeva. It's a shtickle Shemayim. It's a shtickle Shemayim, the Mokam HaMishkan. It's also mavur that the Mokam HaMishkan is the Mokam of the Zivug of HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. We spoke in the other Shurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasson, Klal Yisrael is the Kala. There's also that Klal Yisrael is the Chasson, and the Torah is the Kala, but we'll talk about the Marechet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasson, and Klal Yisrael is the Kala. So where's the Kedushin? We spoke. Kesef is Bizas Hayam, Shtar is the Luchos, the Torah, the Bia is the Mishkan, the Mokam HaMishkan. There's also Chuppah, Kafalei Marka Gigas. However, the Mishkan represents the Zivug. There's a famous pasuk about Yoshio HaMelech. If you know a little bit the story, as a young child, his they had to hide him because he wasn't able to be in the his grandmother took over the Malchus and eventually they killed her also, and he became the Melech. But until he was 7 years old, he had to be in hiding. Where was he hiding? In the Chadar Hamitos. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Zogin Chazal, in the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's where they were hiding. The Kodesh Kadoshim is the most intimate place between Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeshio was in the Chadar Hamitos. So we have here the Matzav of Mishkan is also this inyan of Hashoras HaShechina. I also saw that's the Pshat. We're going to go through different Klal Mishkan. But you have the Kruvim. The Torah gives various midos, measurements for each one of the Klei HaMishkan. But it doesn't say the measurements by the Kruvim. It doesn't say the measurements by the Kruvim because the Kruvim are the semel of Ahava. To the Ahava itself, the Kruvim, when they looked at each other, represents the Ahava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That is Ein Lo Shir. It doesn't have a Mida, it doesn't have a Shir. B'nai Sascha writes, he brings back some from Darizal, the Pasuk says, V'yikhu li truma, me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu libo. So I want to focus on these two words, li, v'yikhu li, and asher. What's li and what's asher? So he says like this, Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a zivug, and the makam of the Mishkan is the makam of this zivug. When a person does this kedushin and this nesuin, kedushin is more chitsoini, and then when you get to Nesu'in, then it's already more panimi. So he says, look at the name of Yisrael. What is Yisrael? The outer letters of Yisrael is the Yud and the Lamed. Yisrael, Yud, Sin, Reish, Aleph, Lamed. The outer letters is Yud and Lamed. That's Li. That's Kedushin. Hareyat Mekudeshes, Li. Afterwards, it gets even tiefer. You have the panimius of Nesu'in. Asher, the inner letters of Yisrael is Aleph, Shin, Reish. That's Asher. Asher represents Nesu'in. Asher is 501, the same gematria as Pru Revu, the same as the Ramach Evorim that a person has and a woman has Ranab Evorim, Resh Limbe, she has a few extra Evorim. The Chibur of a Zachman and a Keva together is Ramach and Ranab, is 501. That's Asher. Asher. That's already Panini. The Mishkan was both. The Yikhuli Truma, Me'ez Kalish Asher, Yidvenu Libay. By Matan Torah also, that was the Zivug. Va'atam Tiyu Li, Mamlechis Koyanim. El hadvarim asher diber Hashem. But you know what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos? He wanted to break the kedushin. The pasuk says va'ato hanichu li, lozmer up mitali, ois kedushin, and that's why they weren't mezana. That's how he saved them. Ah, how did it happen that he was remekadosh them? He spoke the other week. He did chuppah. Kavle marat yigigas. Chuppah is koina by Klal Yisrael because it's valkorche. Anyways, chuppah is able to be koina. But that's the two halakim of the zivug: the li and the asher. He even explains, why does Li, Lamed Yud, represent the Zivug of Kedushin? Lamed is the largest letter. That represents Kilo Kutcha Berichu. And it's Mischaber to Yud, to the Pintel Yud, the little smallest letter. And that's the connection of Li. Our parasha talks about the Mishkan, but Avada Behemshech, V'osuli Mikdosh, V'shachanti B'soicham, it represents also the Mokam HaMikdosh, Menucha V'nachla, that there's Shiloh, and then afterwards there's Mokam HaMikdash, Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni. I saw an interesting remez. Mishkan is a remez for the Bayis Rishon. Mishkan is 410. Gematria, Mishkan, 410. The Beis HaMikdash Rishon was for 410 years. But it also says HaMishkan. HaMishkan is already 415, plus the five letters. So that's 420, and that's the second Beis HaMikdash. HaShoyal Yishal, not so Gishmak. You know, it would have been better if it would be a Gematria. Mishkani. Should say with HaMishkan playing with the five letters Avada, because in the second Beis HaMikdash the Gemara says in Yuma was missing five things. There were five things that were missing in the second Beis HaMikdash. There were the Tumim, Ruach HaKodesh, there were things missing. So the second Beis HaMikdash is Nirmas with HaMishkan 415 Chosere, you're mashlim with the Oisius, but yes, it was missing. When we talk about that, the Mishkan represents the Chibur of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emesis, the Sfarim say there are different ifanim of understanding the Kesher. In some places it's mavur that it's a Kesher of Av LeBen, Avinu, Malkeinu, Kerachim, Av Albonim, of Av and Ben. And the other places it's mavur, it's a Zivug. And the truth is, this Mekairis where it's Mamish, right? There's Bonim Atem Hashem Alekechem, Bonim. There's Achoisi Rayosi, that's a wife. Then there's even Yoynosi Tamosi, Ruchaim Volozhin talks about this as a Nefesh HaChaim. There's other Makaris. We mamish become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The remez for this already, I saw in Svarim, is brought down in the first word of the Torah, Bereishis. What's the Nekudos in Bereishis? Under the bays is a Shva, that's one Nekuda on top of another Nekuda. That's Av and Ben. Then there's Berei, the Tzeirei. The Tzeirei is two Shavos, that's Zivug, Zaf and Akeva, that's the Zivug. And then the Chirik under the Shin, that's where the mamish morphs into one. It becomes Yoynosi Samosi, it becomes one Ba'oifin Mukhlat. So when a person realizes he has an neshama, that's a chelik al kaimal, he becomes one. That's Bereishis already over there, licked the concept. The Torah lists off a whole bunch of things that you're supposed to donate to the Mishkan. Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tchelis, Argom, and the whole Rashi. Rashi says, Yud Gimel Dvarim Elu Hamenuyim Kan, and he counts them out. Lamais, if you count, there are 15. So some say that Rashi is the Mefarshi Rashi. Some say that Tchelis Argomon and Pelas Shani is one, because they're all Tzemer. It's different colors, but it's all Tzemer, so that counts as one. Another pshat is that Avni Shoyim and Avni Miluyim don't count. The Nesiim brought them. Another pshat is that Shemen and Ketoris is all just part of what you need for the Besamim. It counts as one. Avada, that was three terutzim to explain how 15 things is 13. Don't say all three terutzim, because then you'll have 11. 11, huh? Lamaisa, Rashi said Yud Gimel Dvarim, but the emes is, as we counted them literally, there were 15. The Kliokia talks, many Sfarim talk about this idea. What's 15? The Pasuk says, Ki Biko Hashem Tzurei Lomim, the two worlds. Taisa means this in Menachas. The worlds, Olam Haz and Olam Haba, were created with the two letters, Yud and He. So that's why the Mishkan, which is a chibur of Olam Haz and Olam Haba, it's a chibur of Elyonim and Tachtonim, it's a chibur of Shemayim and Oretz. The thing that creates the Mishkan is the letters Yud and He, and that's why it's not a coincidence that there are 15 Mitzvistika things, Markivim, that create the Mishkan. We talked about that Mishkan Mezivik. It's the same thing. An Ish and an Isha. It's also Sheva Brachas Torah, but it's also what's going on over here. Ish and Isha are both Eish, and you're Mechaber, the Eish, with the Yud and the Hey. That's the 15th Varim. The Svarim talk about that the Avos, the three Avos, were together in this world for 15 years. Avram Avinu was Nifta when Yaakov Avinu was 15 years. That represents the 15 Yud and the Hey, the 15 years of the Maimed Shloshton, Yachad of the Ovis. This Bederach Remez, the Chasam Sofer says that the Zov Kesef Nechoshes is a Remez for all the different times that we have Kriyas HaTorah. Zion is Shabbos, Hay is Thursday, Bay Zov, Bay is Monday. Then you go to Kesef. Kesef is Kippurim, Samach is Sukkot, Pei is Purim and Pesach. Nechoshes, Nun is Neiros Hanukkah, Ches is Chodesh, and also Rosh Hashanah, which is rather Rosh Chodesh. You don't have get Rosh Hashanah in otherwise. Shin is Shmini Atzeres, Tof is Tainus is Tisha B'Av. Someone once asked me, there's a minig, a Chassidish minig, that the first 12 days of Chodesh Nissan we lay in the Nasi. Where's the remnant? They take out a Sefer Torah, they lay in the Nasi. Where's the remnant? We have a remnant for all the days of the Kriyas Torah. So the Torah says, it says Zav Vachesef. Unechoshes, it's two vavs. The two vavs is for the 12 days that we lay in the Nasi. If you need a remez, that's a remez. Ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soichom k'chol asher ani mara yischa. State in Zohar, that's a remez for Yerushalayim. Even though here we're talking about Mishkan, but ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soichom k'chol asher, the soifet tevis is Yerushalayim. Not Kesidron, but the letters of the name Yerushalayim. It's already a remez over here that Va'asuli Mikdash Avad is a mitzvah essay not only on building the Mishkan, but also on building the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Atak is, it's one of the mitzvahs essay. In the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, Parashas Truma, the Sefer HaChinuch counts his cheshbon of Sefer HaMitzvahs, is Avad Alpi, the Seder of the Parashas. The Rambam has a different way of counting it to get to the Tariyag mitzvahs, to the Ramach mitzvahs essay, and Shasa mitzvahs loisa say. But in the Chinuch going up, he said to the Parshis, The mitzvah of building the Mishkan and a Mikdash is mitzvah Tzadi Hei, the 95th mitzvah. I mean, that's what it goes, Alpi Seder, but there's a remez. 95 is Yofet, 95 is Shem Havaya. We know when you spell it out with the Shem Adlas together is 91. Abba La'asid Lovi, it's going to be Vayoimahu Yiyeh Hashem. The Havaya, Yud Kei Vofke, turns into Yud Kei Yud. Hey, and then it's the Yachid with the Shem Adlas, Taka 95. That's the mitzvah of building a base of English. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, "Ein boinin beis hamikdash b'layla, shenemar uvayoyim hakenes hamishkan b'yoyim v'loy b'layla v'oiskin b'binyan mi'alois hashachar atzei sakechavim." And then the Rambam continues, "V'hakol chayovim livnois. Everyone is b'choyiv in this mitzvah ulasayig v'atzom v'moinam, either by working or giving money. Echad anoshim v'echad noshim. Men and women are both chayiv." As I be the mikdash in the midbar, that even the women donated. The Rambam fears always the ain mevatlan tinoikish al beis rabon, lebinyan beis hamikdash. Ain mevatlan tinoikish al beis rabon, lebinyan beis hamikdash. The ain binyan mikdash doichi yeshabas liyomtif. So the achronim asks that this Rambam is a stira b'nei bay. The Rambam says that binyan beis hamikdash is not noig balaylo. The Rambam saying that binyan beis hamikdash is not noig on Shabbos liyomtif. As such, then it's a mitzvah essay shazman gromo. We have a klal, mitzvah essay shazman groma, noshim apoter. The same halacha, the Rambam says, noshim ve'a noshim achayiv. A pella. Harbe of the achroinim shtel on this Rambam, it's the same halacha, perek aleph, halacha yudbeis. Shoiv rei betzido, he says, ein noig b'shabes v'yomtiv, ein noig b'layla, noshim chayovis. How do you explain why it's not considered a zman groma? So Shabbos and yomtiv is not as shver because it's aryeh d'revia aleh. It's not that Hilchos Beis HaMikdash says not to build it on Shabbos. Mitzvah Beis HaMikdash, it's like 24-7. Grada, Shabbos doesn't let you build. Dugma L'Dover, one of the classic dugmois that the Gemara in Kedushin says, is a dugma of a mitzvah's essay that's not Zman Groma, that Noshem Ochaiv is Maikeh. Fregen Dachroine, the Sharamelech, Abikvege, they talk about the Shaila. You don't build a mic on Shabbos. No, you don't build a mic on Shabbos. It's not, it's Zman Groma. Noshem Shiti Potter. So this, again, this Thursday, but they say, no, Maikeh says build me on Shabbos. Shabbos says don't build it on Shabbos. Mike is not his man groma. Kamoikan, you can say on basic mitzvah. Dachroinim call this Aryeh de Revila. There's a lion crouching, not allowing you to do the mitzvah. But not that the Gidrei Dini on mitzvah is as such. But it's still shared from Laila. There's no basic mitzvah Balaila. Tori Evans says a famous Yisrael. He says, when we say that a mitzvah that's not noig Balaila is his man groma, that's a mitzvah such as tefillin, that every day is a new mitzvah. At day there's a mitzvah, by night not, and then the next day another mitzvah comes. Beis HaMikdash, it's the same mitzvah as yesterday. It's not a different mitzvah. Kaseid, there's a din. Grad of the Gedorim is not at night, yet by day. That's not called Zman Groma. Zman Groma is that the next day heralds in Nachamal, a new mitzvah. I saw a different heretz that maybe in Beis HaMikdash, even though you can't actually build it by Laila, but preliminary preparatory things you're allowed to do at night. And that's enough to say that it's Noyig at night. V'choheina Rabbis, there's many truths into this kasha, but interesting, someone once wanted to tell me a Torah that Faker, you're right, it is a Zman Groma. It's a Zman Groma. But if there are exceptions to the rule, we know when you do the sugis of Zman Groma, there are mitzvahs that are Zman Groma that Noshem Achayiv, such as Matzah, Kiddush on Shabbos. There are mitzvahs that Noshem Achayiv, in spite of the fact that it's Zman Groma. Every rule has an exception to the rule. No, Beis HaMikdash also. Harei Hagib Atzmacha, the Rambam writes, HaKol Chayovin Echad Noshem, Echad Anoshem, Echad Noshem, Kimitto Sheva Midbar. This says, there's a Yal Fusat. As I be in the Mishkan, the woman also donated. Must be that it's a Yal. So it's an exception to the rule. As that's what someone once told me, I said, nice try. Can I get a Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Gimel, when he brings in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the rules of Zman Groma, he says, as a rule, Noshim are always potter from Zman Groma, Chutz, and he gives you his list. And he tells which ones, Kiddush, Halal, B'leib, Tzeh, Pesach, Matzah. He says the list, Shteinish Beis HaMikdash. Avad, you have to explain, various as Beirim, that Beis HaMikdash is not a Zman Groma. Not that it is, but it's an exception. It's an exception to the rule. That same halacha, the Rambam brought down, Ein Mevatlan Tinoikash Beis Rabban Levini Beis HaMikdash. You know, it's interesting. The Rambam brings it down, halacha, Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. It's Takif, it's a Beis HaMikdash halacha. It's interesting, the Rif also brings this Gemara. Now, the Rif doesn't bring Gemaras that are not, were Negeah, Bizman Azeh, Shloi, Bizman HaMikdash. Where does the Rif bring this din of Ein Mevatlan Tinoikash Beis Rabban? In Baba Basra, in the second parak, there's a whole sugya there about chederim, malamdei tinoikos, teaching kids kitoira. Over there, the Rif brings this memra, ein nevachin tinoikos of Yisrael levin beis hamikdash. Like the Rif, it's a Talmud Torah, the kedim. Vi starkest Talmud Torah, vi vaidest Talmud Torah. I feel the father beis hamikdash, you're not mevatel them. He's not saying hilchos beis hamikdash. The Rif wouldn't have brought it out hilchos beis hamikdash. He doesn't bring halachas. Hilchos al mashiach. The Rif learns that it's a Talmud Torah, the kedim. And Rambam is this does it. Rambam states that it's a beis hamikdash, the kedim. He doesn't bring it in hilchos Talmud Torah. He brings it in hilchos beis. Could have brought it in both. He doesn't. He brings it in hilchos beis hamikdash. You go through the different klei mishkan, but also orayin. The Ramban writes that the Aron is the Iker Kli, the Iker Makom for Hashem Sashkin. He says everyone had to donate to the Aron, either Al Yidei giving some Zahav, or they were Oizer Betzalel, or they were Mechavim. He doesn't explain what he means. Oishi Yechavnu the Dover. It's not borrowing the Ramban what he means. L'chara, different people donated different things, and the Sfarim spake that, you know, it says about Betzalel that he knew Meleches Machsheves, he knew how to reach and understand each person's Machshava, whether his Machshava is that his donation should go to the Aron, or maybe to something of a little less of a ha'akol lefi the nidvas alev, lefi the darga of the machshava where he was holding. On the Aron, they were kruvim. It's very interesting. The Torah says the word kruvim twice. Over here by the Aron, there are kruvim. Where are the kruvim? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what are kruvim? Like malochim azasor, kruvim. Where does the Torah say Kruvim also? In Bereishis, Perak Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, when Adam Arishin is sent out of Gan Eden. Vayigarish es ha'odom, vayishkan mikedem le'Gan Eden, es ha'kruvim, es la'tacherev, am es ha'teches lishmer, es derech Eitz Chaim. Rashi says, what's Kruvim? Malachai Chavol. So what's Kruvim? Over here he says Kruvim like Malachim, there he says Kruvim Malachai Chavol. Says Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, from Slabotka. What's a Kruvim? Malachim or Malachai Chavol? It depends where you put the Kruvim. You put them in the Kodesh Kadosh, and you put them in the right atmosphere, the right place. So Kruvim is Malachim. You put them outside Gan Eden, next to the Lat Cherev and Misapeches, that's what you're going to get. You saw it in Chinuch, you saw it in Bechlal, and Hamodas, some an Indian. We know that the Kruvim represent, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that there's a Stirim Sukkim. On one hand, the Pasuk says, Upneim Ishal Ochiv. On the other hand, it says, Pneim Alabayas. So were the Kruvim facing each other, or were they facing the wall, not looking at each other? It says the Gemara in Baba Basra, may I suggest that it's not that the Kruvim were in two states, either looking at each other or totally looking to the wall. The Kruvim, for the hundreds of years in the Mishkan and the Mikdash, at any given moment, was a barometer, a measurer of exactly what Klal Yisrael was holding. Kefi, and this is Klal and the Prat, Kefi exactly what Klal Yisrael was up to. They were that percentage of angling towards each other or not. At any given moment, he does a mitzvah, machshava, this, the hekif of Gan's Klal Yisrael, the Kruvim at any given moment is a measurement of the darga of what Klal Yisrael is up to. Avada, the Mefarshim asked that it says, Dafka, the Gemara says in Yuma, Dafka Ndalit, Bishosh, Shenichnesu, Nochrim, Leheichol, Ro, HaKruvim, HaMeurim, Zebezeh, L'chareb, Bizman, Churban, Beis HaMikdash, L'chareb, that's not exactly the ultimate Bizman sha'isim ritzoni shal mokayim situation. Dafka then it was ro kruvim ha'ma'urim zeh bezeh. So the Mefarshim still on this kasha. I saw one shot is yet. V'nikla achicha la'inecha. Kivin shenikla harayu b'ka achicha. Yidna getting their punishment for the korban for what they deserve, fine. But it's already that massive of good. Another pshat is because, yeah, klapi kadosh baruch hu klapi klal yisrael, there are different levels of exactly what the kruvim represent of how close or not they are. But when the umas ha'olam are looking in, the way the Umas HaOilam perceive it, avada, no matter what, even Bizman Chorban, the Umas HaOilam about to perceive that, as far as they're concerned, Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is avada kipshutai, mu'urin zeh bezeh. The Pasuk says, there's Aron, Shulchan, Menorah, there's V'asisa, V'es HaMishkan Tase Eser Yerios. The Netziv over here explains, Poshet Pshan the Pasuk, Es HaMishkan Tase Eser Yerios. The Yerios is the Mishkan. Right? People have a thought it's the Mishkan, the Yerios is the cover of the Mishkan. No. The Yerios is the Mishkan. Bechetza, the Mishkan is the Yerios. What holds up the Yerios is the cross. You know, the Ikar is the Schach, not the funnest. The Yerios is the Mishkan. The Krushim are, Basisa Krushim La Mishkan. Ves ha mishkan tase eser yirias. Not the la mishkan tase eser yirias. The asisa krushim. The asisa es ha mishkan krushim. No, the krushim are holding up mishkan. The yirias the etzem is mishkan. The yirias were 28 amis long. There's a whole cheshbon that it has to cover over the entire thing, plus fold over the entire 10 amis of the roichav, plus fold over on both sides. It's the etzem tzura of an isha that's covered. The Ibn Ezra brings, he's mezalzlim. He says chasei reidas amru ki midas esrim b'shmoina keneged midas esrim b'shmoina machanes halavana. But the truth is that the Levon of Emes has 28 states that it's in. A Chodesh is, of course, 29 and a half days, 29 days, 12 hours and 793 halakim. But for about a day and a half, the Levon is bechlal not seen. So the different stages of how the Levon is seen on each night, as it progresses, is 28 stages. That's 28 stages of time. That's why in Kehelas Paragimel, when it says Eis Lakol, and it goes through Eis, how many itois are there? Count them in Paragimel and Kehelas. There are 28 itois that the Pasuk mentions over there. There are 28 letters in the first Pasuk of Bereshis. There are 28 letters in Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Koyach. That's the Koyach, Mais of Higid La'amoy. 28. As opposed to by the Krushim. The Krushim is the Wemem Ches Krushim. That's Moyach. There's Koyach and there's Moyach. You have to understand what these Nyanim are. But the Urias, there was 28. The Krushim were 48. The Medrash says that's connected to 48 Nevi'im, the 48 Mishmaris Kahuna, and various other things, how it speaks, and Levi'ah, sorry, Kahuna was 24 Mishmaris Kahuna, and 24 Mishmaris Levi'ah, so together it's 48. So that's the Koyach of the Urias and the Moyach of the Krushim. The Pasuk says, Ve'ikamtes ha-mishkon ki-mishpatai. Now here it's interesting, here it's Shtigal Ha'aron and it's it. Here it's talking about the Krushim, and it says, Ve'ikamtes ha-mishkon ki-mishpatai. The Yerushalmi brings in Shabbos kimishpatay v'chiyesh mishpat le'etzim el kerish shemakayim ebitzaf and tamid yebitzaf. And every kerish has a specific place where it's supposed to be. There's an Indian that the krushim should be each one in the same place. It's interesting. The Magen Avraham brings that some say that by tzitzis also that the tzitzis in each tzitzis should be the ones in the front right is the front left, the back left, the back front, the back right. That the tzitzis should always be in the same. That's why we have an atara on the tzitzis. So you shouldn't put it on backwards the other way, that sometimes the front tzitzis will turn in the back. No, make sure it's always the same way. Keresh shadinoi b'tzofen, tamid b'tzofen. Tzitzis shadinoi b'tzofen, tamid b'tzofen. The Megan Avraham brings it, Mr. Brewer brings it also, Shaharizal loyik b'dalzeh. That's why those that are noyik, different chassidim, that are noyik like the Minig Arizal, if you notice, they don't have an atara on their talis. They can rather always wear it the same way. You can tell it gets yellow, but they don't have an atara because b'hakpada, they're not makpid on which way it goes. That's the point. They don't have the atara as a simon that it should be. Someone once showed me that Lagabi Hilchas Sukkah also, the defunus of the Sukkah, you know, people have every year they mark differently which house supposed to connect. You work it out. But no, that the doit, but Lachar it's a pella, because by Mishkan, this taka, this tzofan, this doring, right? There's a mitzias of tzofan and doring. By a Sukkah, what's the. It's not a bed. There's also the Mokum of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is afterwards. The Emes is the Mizbeach, HaKetoyres, that's not mentioned until afterwards at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. That needs a big pirush. Why the Mizbeach HaKetoyres totally separated as an own entity after the big Dikahuna, after the Shemaynus Megiluyim, Shemus Megiluyim, with Yamish Megiluyim, it's all at the end. But we went through all the Klei Mishkan from inside, now we're going outside, and now we're doing the Mizbeach. V'asisas HaMizbeach HaTzeishitim, Chomesh Amos Oirech, Chomesh Amos Roichav, Sholesh Amos Temos, say 5 by 5 by 3. If you go through the basics of the sugya in Zvachim in the sixth parak, there's a machlekes tanaim. Rashi brings it already over here. Machlekes Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda. No one holds that the mizbeach. You have to see the picture books how they describe it. But no one holds that the mizbeach was 5 by 5 by 3. Either it was 10 by 10 by 3, or it was 5 by 5 by 10. It was much higher. It's different shittas. Either something here is lav dafka, and you have to work out the gedarim of Cheshmi the Mizbeach. The Rambam brings, though, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Lagabi, the Mokim of the Mizbeach. Misayris Fiyarakol, Shahamokim Shabonah Badovu Shloime HaMizbeach, Begoyrin Aroina, Hu Hamokim Shabonah by Avram HaMizbeach, Va'okar Al Yitzchak, Hu Hamokim Shabonah by Noyach, Kishiyotim in Ateva, Hu HaMizbeach Shehikrav Olav Kayin, Vehevel, Uboy Hikrav Adam Arishan, Kishinivra, korban umisham nivra from the mokem amizbeach amru chacham adam im koin kaparosay nivra, and that there's a mesayra it's negayah b'zman hazeh if be'etzem makriven af pi'anu lo the whole thing of it, but makriven af pi she'ein bayis technically you could be makriv karbonos tumah hutra b'tzibur. There's a tshuvas chasam sofer that he lived in the times when it was in the Turkish Empire, and he says the reason we don't go in is because the Yishma'elim don't let us. I'm not sure who's not letting us now, but in 700 years ago, one of the Rishonim came from France after winning the French king in a debate, and when you win the French king in a debate, you lose, and he had to come to Eretz Yisrael. His name was Ashtaroy Haparchi. Yes, there's a street in Geula named after him. He came, and he first wanted to stop being Makrif Karbonos. There was a big pulmus then. There was a big pulmus 150 years ago. Pesach is coming. Get ready your keves. I don't want to get arrested, but you have to know it's makriven afapi she'en bayis. Pesach is avadu tumo hotra b'tzibur. Tzorach ian this noisei.